St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, coast to coast on Relevant Radio.
The Relevant Radio studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. Employment opportunities to become an insurance agent and information about their flexible premium life insurance plans available at relevantradio.com/forester. St. Basil the Great was born in the 4th century. He's a doctor of the church. You're probably familiar with the name, if not his life. I wanna share with you, you know, he lived a powerful life. His grandfather was martyred. You can read through his life on various sources from the church, including Butler's Lives of the Saints, which is kind of a traditional Catholic 4-volume work that collects the biographies of many saints. But really what I want to talk about is the reflection that the church gives us today in the office of readings, because I found it really, really eye-opening, really instructive. And isn't it amazing how something written 1,600 years ago can be so applicable to your life now, can be so eye-opening in what God is trying to tell us now? You might not think that on the first words of this homily from St. Basil the Great, which the church gives us. You might think, well, where is this going? Almost like St. Joseph's Workshop. You hear the first words and you think, should I keep listening or not? And then you do, and you're so glad that you do. Oh man, says St. Basil the Great, be like the earth. Be like the earth, bear fruit like her, and do not fall short of what mere inanimate matter can achieve. St. Basil the Great goes on to talk about the earth as a point of reference for you and for me. And this is what he says. He says, look at the earth and look at how fruitful the earth is. Look at the plants that pop up out of it, the grain that comes out of it. Look at how much the earth gives without ever expecting anything in return, without ever looking to be rewarded or to be merited. Now, I know you're thinking it's the earth. It's inanimate, as St. Basil himself says. It's not thinking about these things. This is just how the world works. And I would say, I know, St. Basil knows that too. It's an analogy, but something really, I think, worth thinking about. And this is his point. If the earth can be so fruitful and not focus on getting anything in return, how much more you and I, as children of God, with intellect and will, with the ability to discern and to look and see what comes of our actions, how much more you and I should be fruitful. How much more you and I should give. I mean, that's rather powerful, isn't it? We look at different things in life that don't have a soul and yet are bearing fruit. And you and I, with an immortal soul made in the image and likeness of God, should be bearing so much more fruit. The question is, are we? Are you? What's the fruit that you're bearing in life right now? What is the growth that is happening that you might be able to bring to God and demonstrate and show to him? But there's another reason why Basil talks about this. He says, you know, unlike the earth, which doesn't get anything from what's there, you and I, when we bear fruit and when we give it away, in fact, we receive such great blessing. Listen to how he says it. He says, give to a hungry man, and what you give becomes yours. And indeed, it returns to you with interest. In other words, when we give to others, we ourselves receive. We receive in abundance. We receive God's grace. We receive the merit of cooperating with God's grace only because of the cross of Christ. And just as wheat falls to the ground and there bears fruit, as Jesus says, 30, 60, and 100-fold. So when you and I give to those who hunger, it brings great profit, not only to us now, but especially in the world to come, St. Basil says. So in other words, sow generously, give generously on this earth so that we can reap in the world to come, so that you and I can receive the many blessings in return. I think there's something really powerful for us to think about here. On the one hand, I get rather nervous when I look and say, well, do things because there's a reward in it for you. I mean, that makes me nervous, to be honest, because we should do things not because we're going to receive, but because we have been called to give, because we have been made, like God, to give of our very selves. So we shouldn't do things because we're gonna benefit from them. We shouldn't do things because we're going to get something out of it. But I guess we have to face reality that you and I, we do things in order to get a reward, either here on earth or in the world to come. Maybe that's just part of the economy of salvation. And maybe we do it out of love for Christ. I certainly hope so. But thanks be to God in his generosity. Every time that we give out of love for Christ, we receive in abundance. We receive out of the great generosity of God himself. If I could, just to give you some encouragement, again from St. Basil, he warns us. He says, look at how many people waste away what they've received and get nothing out of it. And instead, the kind of glory that you can receive if you give out of love for Christ. Let me give you his words himself. Do you not see, he says, how people throw away their wealth for a moment's glory, for the shouts and praise of the crowds in the theater, at sporting events, at fights with wild beasts in the arena? Where can you get that kind of glory for yourself if you hold on to your money or you spend it meanly? And he will go on to say, you know, the way that you're going to get glory in heaven is to give away what you have now, to give away the many treasures that you've stored up now. If you become greedy in this life, if you hold on to the blessings you've received, what is that going to profit you? Certainly, it's not going to profit you into eternal life, but even this side of heaven, it's going to cause trouble for you. It's going to cause problems for you. You and I, we need to learn to be generous, to do it cheerfully, he says, St. Basil, to do it out of a love for Christ, without any resentment, not grumpy, and in not a way that we're going to hold it against other people, but just simply to empty ourselves as Jesus emptied himself, in order that God might fill us back up, in order that God might bless us abundantly. I think it's very easy for us in life to become attached to what we have. It's very easy for us to hold on to the blessings we've received. It's very easy for all of us, and I can share this with you, even though I have a vow of poverty, which should make my life markedly different from others. Sometimes that gives me great pause, because I've been very blessed and God has really taken care of me even in those temporal things, and it makes me tremble sometimes to say, I have a vow of poverty, but there are others who are living a lot worse off than I am in much greater poverty. Isn't it true that when you and I, we look and we think, well, we've made a commitment to Christ to follow our Savior who was poor, chaste, and obedient. If we don't recognize how blessed we are, in part in comparison to others, but more especially how blessed we are in comparison to what we would have without Jesus. If we don't recognize that and then in turn become generous, that's going to play into our final judgment. We become attached to things of this earth. We can't let go of them. And then when we stand before Jesus, what are we going to say? How are we going to explain that? Well, I really couldn't give up this comfort that I had. I really was attached to this particular temporal thing that was giving me some comfort and convenience in the moment. Instead, we should heed the advice of St. Basil, be detached, to sow generously, to give to the poor, to give to those in need, to empty ourselves of what we have. Not in a wasteful way, but out of generosity and love for others in Christ. And what happens is, God in his providence sends it back our way. God in his providence gives us all the grace we need to persevere, all the happiness that we're looking for in the life to come. This is what the Christian life is supposed to witness to. It's what Jesus lived on this earth. It's what you and I need to preach to the world and give to the world, right? When we get back, we're going to look at the gospel passage of today, which in a similar way looks at sowing and reaping, but there's a different lesson, one that I think is also very important for us. I'm Father Matthew Spencer. You're listening to St. Joseph's Workshop.